The new federal regulations are scheduled to go into effect about this time next year. The Child Nutrition Program Manager with Kentucky's Department of Education says they won't result in monumental changes. But Sue Bartonfield adds some of the federal measures are more restrictive than current Kentucky law.
The portion sizes of milk, juices, and beverages in middle school, in elementary school, and in middle and high school are a little bit different from what we have in our regulation now.
Bartonfield says new sodium and calorie limits are also more restrictive than Kentucky's current standards. Much of the focus is on vending machines. Bartonfield says state law already prohibits sales during the school day, but the federal law would keep vending machines shut down a bit longer.
It says that the standards apply to all food sold until 30 minutes after the end of the school day. That's different from what we have right now. That's more restrictive because I say till the end of the school day, till the last instructional period. So it would just be continued 30 minutes longer.
Students and educators aren't the only people affected by the tighter restrictions. Bartonfield admits food processors might need to alter their production strategies, and that could cost schools more.
The food distributors, the food manufacturers are having to readjust their products to meet these criteria. So that's going to be a big impact on the food service industry.
The new federal restrictions are sure to be discussed when Bartonfield and the nation's other school nutritionists gather in Kansas City this week for their national meeting. For WEKU News, I'm Stu Johnson.